Next week, the Weekly Reader will be at the Baltimore Book Festival. I'm Lisa Morgan, and co-host Marianne Winnick and I will be hosting a game of Baltimore Authors Trivia on Friday, September 28th at 5 p.m. with special guests and lots of prizes. We sure hope that you can join us. But first, Marianne is here with a pair of must-reads to keep you happy until then. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. We'll start with what might be my favorite book of the year so far, Lake Success by Gary Steingart. From June to December of 2016, during the run-up to the Trump election, this Russian-born comic author took a trip across the country and back on Greyhound buses. Along the way, he wrote a draft of this novel, which follows a distraught New York hedge fund manager on this same journey. Quote, Barry Cohen, a man with $2.4 billion of assets under management, staggered into the Port Authority bus terminal. He was visibly drunk and bleeding. There was a clean slice above his left eye where the nanny's fingernail had gouged him, and from his wife, a teardrop scratch below his eye. It was 3:20 a.m. The reason for Barry's beatdown, it emerges, has to do with his recently diagnosed severely autistic son, a 3-year-old named Shiva. Shiva's mother, a beautiful, brilliant, non-practicing lawyer named Seema, is the daughter of Indian immigrants, and the extreme disparity in the couple's capabilities of dealing with the bad news about their beloved child has broken this marriage along well-established fault lines. As Barry heads down the road in search of his old college girlfriend and the meaning of life, Seema begins an affair with a married Guatemalan-American writer in their luxury apartment building and works with her team of child care providers to figure out how her nonverbal, completely unresponsive son might have a play date. Barry's first stop is in Baltimore, and I assure you he does a crack job on the area around our Greyhound bus station, where Barry buys some pimp juice from a stand and meets a young dealer named Javon who gives him a free rock. This lump of crack travels in his pocket all the way across America, a gun on the wall that Steingart plays with to fine effect before firing. The unexpectedly beautiful ending of this book is what takes it over the top. Like Sacha Baron Cohen, Steingart mocks us Americans for the fools that we are. But unlike Cohen, he seems to love us all the more. Another interesting and important new novel is Boomer One by Daniel Tordet. Cassie and Mark, both bluegrass musicians, meet at a hipster bar in Brooklyn where both are playing. Despite Cassie's initial lack of enthusiasm, the two soon find themselves in a band, a relationship, and a shared apartment. But shortly after Mark gets her a fact-checking gig at the glossy magazine where he's on staff, their lives take starkly different turns. He loses his job, spends a year writing an essay on Emma Goldman that no one reads, then makes a financial and romantic mistake so serious he's forced to move home to Baltimore. There he puts on a David Crosby mask, sets himself up in front of an upside-down poster of Jerry Garcia, and begins to issue YouTube screeds against baby boomers. His message? Retire now, greedy pigs, and free up the jobs for us millennials. The videos go viral. People are crazy for it. But then Mark, now known as Boomer One, loses control of his movement, and bad things start to happen, first to Bob Weir, Eddie Bauer, Jan Wenner, and the AARP. At first, no one gets hurt. Stylishly written, cleverly observed, and boldly imagined, this book has special interest for Baltimoreans.
The books are Lake Success by Gary Steingart and Boomer One by Daniel Tordet. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.